Hello, GWA. This is Sugar and Spite 1440 here with
Not So Much Vanilla.
And we have decided to do the writer's questionnaire submitted by Froyo a few weeks ago.
Happy belated birthday. Sorry it's a little late, but we're getting to it. Sorry about that.
we take our time. We like to take our time.
Yeah, because we've been thinking about it and whatnot. Actually, no, I haven't read through all of these questions, so that should be really... Oh boy, I'm not a little intimidated.
That's okay.
Do you want to just get into it?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Question number one. Why do you write?
I had to give this one a little thought. I'll admit, I cheated and I looked ahead. I actually looked through the questions. I gave this one a little bit of thought. I don't have any particular reason why I write. I've just been a writer for a long time. My mom did a lot of writing. I remember her writing when I was growing up. And I've just kind of done it for a long time. You know, entered the little poetry contest when you're like middle school, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in like a freshman in high school, I just started doing actual fiction writing. And I just really enjoyed it. And I always get the urge, like I feel an urge to write. I might not write for a couple of months, but then I'll just like feel this need, like, I've got to write something, I've got to put something down, or I just saw this really cool idea and I need to see where it goes, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why that is, it just is. It's just a craving, like chocolate almost, or something.
Mm-hmm. My mom was also a writer, You know, I don't know either. I think I've just always written, too. I mean, I did the poetry contests when I was a teenager. I did a lot of terribly angsty, awful, awful poetry when I was first dating Mr. Vanilla. It was tragic.
Oh, goodness.
You know, I write now because I just love words. I love putting two words together and having them make a meaning. You know, there's just, I mean, I love to read, and, like, I'm always making something. Like, I can't seem to sit still. Like, I'm constantly doing something. So, I mean, if I love to read, then why wouldn't I love to write as well, you know?
Oh, I totally agree. I think so many people put emphasis on, like, taking writing courses, creative writing courses and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, there's room for instruction, but at the same time, I think the absolute best instruction is reading.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like an apprenticeship. If you go somewhere to watch someone do something, it's the same thing. You read a lot of different types of writing and read a lot of different types of stories. And I think it really, as Joss Whedon would say, it fills the tanks. Mm-hmm. He talks about in his off time between movies or shows or whatever, he just spends the time just reading, watching TV shows, watching plays, stuff like that. And he says it fills his creative tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with that. I do a ton of it too. I know you've seen my collection, like,
yep.
Like four or five bookcases back there.
Yeah, my collection's about like that too, but it's all on my Kindle at this point.
I know, it's like I have entire rows of like, I've got to get to these sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime.
Yep.
Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready. Uh-huh.
Do you have any rituals that you perform before or while you write? Like a favorite food, a favorite drink, favorite sport, etc. Or favorite spot, excuse me, favorite spot, etc.
How many of those have you had over there?
I'm halfway through my first one, but as we discussed, I rarely drink, so I'm a little bit of a lightweight.
Excellent.
I literally have had like half.
Aw. To answer, I don't really have all that many rituals. You know, it's, I keep a journal on me at all times, like an actual notebook that's got, you know, lines and for actual writing. I keep usually either my tablet or my cell phones with me at all moments of all days. So like I always have a Google Docs document running, with some kind of story in it or ideas for stories or, you know, basically I'm never without my writing. But usually the nights when I'm the most productive, like when I feel like I'm just ready to get down a ton of words, is usually late at night after Mr. Vanilla's gone to bed, when my house is nice and quiet, and, you know, the TV's off and has been off for hours, and it's just silent. Usually that's when I kind of go nuts. How about you?
I'm a night writer as well. I don't know what it is, but during the day, it's always like, there's laundry to be done, or there's this errand to be run, or the dog wants me to play with her, or, oh, I should be starting dinner now, or I can never get lost in it. And it's not something like doing taxes that you can do two or three things, get up, walk away, come back to do two or three things. You know, you have to get lost in it to where you're writing, and then all of a sudden you look up and 4 hours have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way. Like, start around probably 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I can go to 4 o'clock in the morning when, like, I'm trying to get something done. And I don't know what it is either about the nighttime and the quiet and everything, but it's the only time I can get into it as well.
You know, I think that you hit on something. I think for me, now that I'm thinking about it, it might have something to do with, like, you know, I spend so much of my day focusing on other things. You know, I need to finish this project. I need to make sure my boss is happy. I need to take care of dinner, clean the house, all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, after everybody's in bed and everything's silent, all of that shit is handled for the day. You know, like, I'm actually, my mind is empty enough that I can just work. You know, I can just write, and it's fantastic. And it's not even always writing. Sometimes it's, you know, a drawing or whatever it is that I'm working on at the time. But that sort of magical late night time is definitely my most creative, too. And I think that that's why.
I agree. It's quiet. The quiet helps.
Oh, I love that. Okay, you ready for number three?
I am.
Do you prefer to write scripts or stories, solo audios, or collaborations?
I actually have not written any scripts for GWA itself. I have written screenplays for other projects. But personally, I prefer, at least with GWA, I prefer doing the stories. Most of the stories that I do are stories that I've had around for some of them years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice that there are things that I haven't really shared with a lot of other people because just of the erotic nature that they are. They're not things that I just can, you know, just go up to my mom and be like, hey, mom, what you think of this? You know, so it's nice to be able to share something. And I'm sorry, there's a train in the background.
It's all good, don't worry about
it. It's nice to be able to share something that is so much a part of me and my explorations into, like, you know, sexuality and what I find interesting or what kind of occupies my mind or, you know, just in thinking about or want to explore at the time that you just don't get to share with,
mm-hmm.
you know, most of your inner circle. So I really like being able to do that. As far as the solo or collaborations, I have not done any GWA collaborations other than these interviews. So I don't know yet which my favorite might be. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just kind of have to, I don't know, I don't have a comparison right now. Yourself?
I prefer to write stories. I have written scripts for myself, and I did read one of Lola's scripts one time. I wrote, let's see, the one that was actually a request, Phil, for you, oh, those many months ago.
I remember that one.
That it was like, she seduces her friend out in nature, that one. I forget what I called it. Skinny dipping, that's what it was. That one was a script. I wrote that one out ahead of time. And I don't know, I find them very challenging. I think I like to write stories themselves because the way that I speak naturally isn't terribly articulate. You know, I'm full of ums and uhs and pauses and backtracking and circling around, things like that. And that shit just sounds stupid when you're writing it out. And and when you're reading out something that is void of all that stuff, at least for me, it doesn't feel like me. It feels like reading a script. So that's why I tend to stick to the stories, because if you're telling a story, it's okay to be articulate and think about your words. I don't know. And there are people that can do it really well. Like, there are people on GWA who can read a script and make it sound like just amazingness. I'm just not one of them. Regarding the solo audios or collaborations, I have done collaborations before, but those are usually totally off the cuff, just us playing on each other, bouncing back and forth between ourselves. I've never done anything that requires words ahead of time that's a collaboration. I've seen it done really well. There was one where they traded, it was like somebody got hurt in battle and somebody was his nurse. And it was like love letters written to each other. It was really cool. It wasn't like love letters. I was thinking it was, but that one was really cool. But I just can't imagine being able to do it well myself, but I'm up for the challenge at some point.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about improvisation versus scripted or story. What's your take on that?
Oh, I suck at it. I suck so hard at it. It depends, honestly. I've been playing around with both. You know, that one that I did that was like, it's the middle of the night and I need you or something like that, where she comes to bed after having worked all night, basically. After one of those creative nights that we were just talking about in the rituals question. That one was completely ad-libbed. Totally improvised. That one was a lot of fun. But I don't know, I get more fulfillment out of setting a scene and describing things and really getting into, you know, wrapping words around the feelings that go with that. Those, they haven't been my most popular, but they're some of my favorites to do. So there's that.
I recently tried my hand at a couple of improvisations and it is so hard. It is so hard. They weren't very long, but I mean, for whatever length of time they ended up being posted, they were probably three times that length because, like you said, you have lots of uhs and ums and you have to sit there and think about what's going to happen next. And you can't let yourself get too carried away because you're still trying to make a coherent story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's so very hard. Like, after I did the first one, I was like, wow, I have such respect for people that can just improv off the cuff like that, because it is so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
For me as well. But, you know, having said that, in collaborations, it's really easy to play off of each other, at least, because it's basically like, okay, so I grew up in the Midwest, not too far from Chicago, which is the home of Second City, right? So my friends were extremely nerdy theater kids who all wanted to go be in Second City. So I grew up playing improv games. Collabs kind of remind me of that. And other than that, it just sounds like bullshitting. I'm no good at it. I mean, like I said, I know people that are brilliant at it. And man, I got respect for them, don't you?
yes, definitely. Because it's so hard. Like I said, it's so hard.
It's a fun skill to try and work on, though.
I don't know. I'm trying. I told you about that other one. That other improv I've been trying to do for like 2 weeks now, and I just am like stuck because I have this idea of what I want to do, and I'm just like, I don't know how far into this I want to get or what I want to do there. And then when you're like in the recording situation, you're just like,
you get...
Am I making any sense? Or is anybody going to really understand what's going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah. I get full on stage fright.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Number 4. How does inspiration strike you? Do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go?
It's kind of a mix of both for me. Inspiration. Sometimes it's, you know, a challenge that's laid down for me by somebody else. You know, I want to hear you write XYZ. Those are fun. Those are hard. Oftentimes the things that I write about tend to be things that either have happened to me or would have happened to me. I did one a couple of months ago that was these people meet on the dance floor and then go get it on in a practice room or something like that.
That was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, that particular piece, the one with the ballroom floor, as an example, is one that, you know, everything up until the point where they left the dance floor absolutely happened. And everything after that is absolutely fantasy. And the best kind of fantasy, in my opinion. But I don't know. I tend to write about things that are at least situations that are close to situations I've been in. So, I mean, like, there was one that I did a few months ago that was... Actually, I did it right around Christmas time. That was, like, a model in a drawing class, in a life drawing class in college. I was never the model in the life drawing class, but I took so many of those classes that it's ridiculous. I know the setting very well, and sitting in that class fantasizing about what's going on in the model's head, that's something I definitely did too. But, you know, I'm inspired by being in a situation and thinking about what could happen next. I don't usually make a plan for my writing. I do usually develop the story as I go. I'm working on right now that on one right now that definitely needs some planning, so that's a bit of a challenge for me, and that's why it's sitting in a blank document waiting to be worked on. So same question to you. How does inspiration strike you, and do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go?
Inspiration strikes in lots of different ways. I've written some stories that are inspired, I guess, by dreams. Like, you wake up and you're like, oh, that was a really cool dream. I wonder what would have happened if I'd have kept going. Or, for instance, that one that I was just talking about, the latest improvisational, was actually a photograph that I saw. And as a matter of fact, the one of the last ones that I posted, the one about her dinner party, was actually about, it was inspired by a photograph that I saw.
Really?
And it was a woman bent over a table, and she had red ropes, you know, like kind of body harness around her. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And that was where the story came from. Sometimes, I don't really guess I would call it a plan, per se, but I definitely know the character, either the main character or the main characters. Like, I have an idea who they are, what they're going to do.
Okay.
And I know my ending before I ever start writing. Like, I know where I want them to end up. And then as I'm writing, there might be some things that I'm like, I specifically want X, Y, and Z to happen, or I definitely want to explore X, Y, and Z sometime in, you know, the story, X, Y, or Z kink, or, you know, I want this specific scenario to happen. But I don't plan on every little thing. Like I said, I know, like, who my main character or characters are, and then I know kind of where I want to start and where I want to end up. And then kind of go from there. And I'll actually will do rewrite after rewrite after rewrite once the story is finished. Some many more times than others. Some stories I work on for years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some stories that I've worked on. I'll pick it up, you know, and sit it for 6 or 7 months and pick it up again and rewrite a couple of times. And it just kind of builds each time. I'm like, well, I didn't think about this last time. Or wouldn't it be cool if they did this instead? So each time it gets a little bit better to a point where I can kind of be satisfied with it and be like, okay, I'm okay with that. And like set it off to the side. And I have probably, I think I have like 8 or 9 short stories that are finished. And I have about a dozen that are in different stages of, you know, some might have like a page, some might have like 8 or 9 or 10 or so pages. I have one that I really love and I'm working on now. That one that's that time period piece that I sent you that has like 45 pages and I'm nowhere near done with it, but I'm hoping to finish that one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a plan, but I always know where I want them to end up.
Yeah, that's one thing that I definitely noticed about your writing is that you know your characters inside out, upside down, and backwards. And you're very good at writing their different voices. Like, the dinner party audio is one that comes to mind. I read that one before I heard it. And it was just like, you could tell the characters apart very clearly, even though there were so many of them.
Well, thank you.
It's one thing I love about your writing.
It comes from practice. That's the biggest thing is like, and I know that you understand this too, like if you're going to write stuff, like you have to, like you said, read so that you can recognize different character idiosyncrasies, and you have to write. It's a muscle, like going to the gym and working out, like you have to practice it, either be reading or writing constantly. Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite piece of writing that you have done?
My favorite piece, this is not GWA related, but I actually have a screenplay. It's, I have like 2 or 3 screenplays that are finished. It's one of my completed screenplays. And it's one of those that was inspired by a dream. I wrote it out as a story. Then I decided I want to turn this into a screenplay. And I've just been kind of working on that. I finished it, like the first draft of it a couple of years ago, and then every few months I'll pick it up and do another rewrite and do a little bit more polish on it. Right now I'm working on like my 5th rewrite of it, and I was actually working on it earlier before we got on here together, but it's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite, but that's because I'm so into like spy stuff. Like I love James Bond. I love Burn Notice. I love like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of what it is it's kind of a spy, seedy underworld, arms dealers.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
You know, kind of thing. It's a lot of fun.
So I'm going to piggyback on that and say, the way you talk about that particular piece, it sounds like something that you almost don't want to finish. Like, not that you're like trying to not finish it or something like that, but do you think that you're going to be sad when it's actually done?
Yes. I will be perfectly honest, and I will say yes, because I actually was thinking about this last week, actually. I was thinking about some of the changes that I wanted to make on it, some of the ideas, because I have to kind of let it sit and cook for a little while in my head before I put it down on paper.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things was, the first thought is, what if this doesn't ever get made? Because, you know, odds are horrifically against you when it comes to filmmaking. But at the same time, the next question is then, what if it does get made? It's like, you have this piece of your writing out there that people are going to judge you by. You know, critics are going to write reviews on it, and people are going to make comments on it, and it's your baby. It's something that's been sitting in your computer for 2 or 3 or 4 years that you've been literally spent months working on it. You know, it's I can imagine it being like a little kid, like your kid, like you don't want it to let it go into the world, you know? I could totally see where that comparison could be made.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see it made, but yes, it will be bittersweet when the day comes. So what is your favorite piece of writing that you have done?
Okay. So I write almost strictly dirty stories. I don't do outside of this like you do, which I think is awesome. It's just, I can't. My favorite piece of writing is one that I haven't published. I haven't put on GWA. I did record it, though. It's actually a story about kind of how I feel about a solid DS relationship and how sometimes being hurt can make it, can, like, focus your senses down to just the sensation of, you know, the hand on your ass or whatever. And It's very emotional. It's very emotional. which is probably why it hasn't been published, why I haven't put it up on GWA or anything like that. That's my favorite. My favorite of my GWA stuff is probably the artist's model one, or maybe the stripper one. That one was fun.
I like the stripper one too.
Okay, the reason the stripper one happened was because I was emailing with somebody, not on GWA, actually before I discovered GWA. And he was like, oh, you're a pole dancer. And I'm like, yes, I am. And he's like, well, if I were in the club, I would totally, you know, take over and control you. And I'd fuck you right on the stage right there. And I was like, no, mm-mm. Like, I'm kind of more or less submissive, more or less. But when I'm dancing, I'm the one that's in control. So I wrote that story. And it was awesome for that reason.
Sometimes it's nice to be in the driver's seat.
Once in a while, it's not a role that I ever take on. Okay, so it's a good thing that nobody can see me because I am blushing right now.
Well, it's just going to keep coming. What piece do you want to improve?
What piece do I want to improve? The stories that I'm working on right now, actually. this teacher's pet thing is consuming my mind. It's, oh my goodness, it's crazy making. I'm trying to write a character that's nothing like me. Actually, I think the character's kind of a bitch. I'm trying to write a character that's nothing like me. And she's interested in things that I am trying to figure out how to be interested in. And it is, like, the biggest stumbling block, and it feels so, like, the writing itself is making me crazy.
But that's when it's fun, though, when you get to kind of explore new things like that.
Yeah, this is true. But it's also, it's like I'm trying to wrap my head around a mindset that I just can't imagine ever really having. I mean, it is fun. It is a lot of fun, but the writing feels stilted and false and terrible. Like, I've select all and deleted that thing at least 5 times, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to just be like, delete, start over.
Yup. So what piece do you want to improve?
I want to improve that period piece that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I've been working on it for probably about 6 months off and on. I haven't worked on it probably since March or April, though. I have not had the time to. But I have been really wanting to pick it up again. I kind of get this, like you were talking about things consuming your mind. Mm-hmm. I'll kind of go through that where, like, I'll start thinking about something and then I'll notice, like, I'm thinking about it constantly. Like, okay, what if I did this? What if I did that? What if I went back and changed this? Then how would that change things? And it starts, like you said, to consume your mind. And I'm like, okay, I need to pick that up back up again. That project up and rework on it a little. And it's been kind of on my mind the last probably, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks. I've just been trying to get back to the screenplay and get that out of the way first. But there's a big change that I want to make that I think I stopped because I was like, I'm not really sure how this fits into stuff where I'm right now and how we're going to proceed from here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't really particularly believe in writer's block. I think that, like, writer's block is that you need to go back to the beginning and figure out where you're coming from. Because if you end up in writer's block, it means you don't know what your character is going to do. You don't know where the story's going, which is why it's so important to have the ending in your head first. Because if you always know where you're going, even if you have to take a circuitous route to get there, you'll get there. Mm-hmm. And then that's what the editing and rewrite stage is for, is to make that path a little straighter. But I am seriously like, what would need to happen next to get to where I need to go? So I want to go back and make a change in something that will be able to allow me to push through and get to where I want to go. And that's another reason why it's so important to have multiple projects going at the same time, too. If you can juggle it, if you can work on different things.
Keeps you nimble.
Then you'll never have a writer's block because it's like, okay, well, I'm not sure where to go with this. Then I'm going to go work on this. Mm-hmm. It just always keeps you flowing. But that one, that's the one I want to improve on. And I want to finish it. I really want to finish it.
Now you've got me so curious. I can't decide which I want to hear first, that one or the improv that you're working on.
Well, that one would be like a five-parter, because like I said, it's like for instance, the dinner party mm-hmm. one was about 27 or 28 minutes, mm-hmm. I think. And it was like 22 pages. So you can imagine being 45 pages long and not finished, how long that would be.
I think there's something to be said for multi-part stories. I think that they're cool. Even if it is a five-parter, I think you should still record it. I'm just saying.
I would definitely like to do it, but once again, I gotta finish it first.
What are your favorite and least favorite challenges of writing for GWA?
I have an issue with how far to go in my writings, because I know that there's a lot of sexiness that goes on GWA, people getting off left and right, but yeah. I don't really do that with my stories. It's just my personal choice. I'm more about, my writing and exploring kink and sexuality versus just straight up, like,
getting off into a mic.
Here's an audio of me getting off. Yeah. So that's a big challenge to me, is like, there's certain things that I want to do or convey, and it's like, how far do I take that? How do I keep that almost, I don't know if professional is the right word for it, but almost like that kind of disconnect, kind of almost of mm-hmm. this is the character, this is their world, and then here's me over here. Where can that bleed through and mix, and where does that need to be separated? And so that's hard, because sometimes, you know, I want to do certain things, but it's like, I don't know if that might be a little too far for what I'm really comfortable doing. So mm-hmm. that's a challenge. That's definitely a challenge. Mm-hmm. My favorite challenge, though, is just coming up with stuff to write. There's like so many different things to explore. And that's one of the cool things about, you know, when you go on the page of GWA and there's just like so many different types of things going on. You've got a rape play here, a fear play there.
Totally vanilla over there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got like a vanilla thing here and like a spanking thing there and then a fandom thing there. And it's like, there's just so many different things. It's like, my favorite challenge would be like coming up with something new and fresh and how to keep it interesting and what's something, you know, people haven't heard before, haven't heard a lot of. So that's my favorite challenge, I would say. Mm-hmm. What about for you?
Well, I don't know. My least favorite challenge is, you know, truthfully, I don't really, if I'm not feeling it, I don't post. So probably my least favorite challenge is just to continue, basically to keep going, because I get distracted in a million different ways. You know, I'm ridiculous amounts of busy. It's really stupid. So just trying to find the time to write regularly and finding the time to post regularly is always a bit of a trick for me. You know, it's like I find that I sometimes go months at a time without recording a single thing or even commenting on other people's stuff. You know, it's just like I kind of fall off the face of the earth for a little bit. And I don't like to do that because it's such a rich community. Being active in a community is always, I don't know, for me, a bit more fulfilling than just kind of popping in when I need to, when it suits me. That's one of those challenges that I wish that I could manage a little bit better.
Do you have to be in a mood too?
What?
Like, I know for me, like, I have to be in a mood. Like, it has to be during the day when I have the house to myself and, like, I'm in a particular mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like that for you too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And my favorite challenge is, I mean, like you said, there's just so much going on. You know, I find that, like, I make friends who inspire me to work on this or that. Just as an example, that piece that I did that was the skinny dipping one that you suggested, that's not something I ever would have worked on had I not met this person who was like, oh, hey, I want you to tell me this story. you know? Like, those are just, it's, I mean, it's so much about, there's this, there's the actual acts themselves, you know, you're talking about the rape play, fear play, daddy little, you know, there's all kinds of kinks that are available to be used, but there's also the human element of actually getting to know each other. Taking an idea that somebody else has and trying to put a spin on it so that it still feels like something that I would write, but is also matches the goal of the challenge that's been laid down. That's one of my favorite things. I love that.
I have to add to that, that as someone who was a bit of a lurker until you guys convinced me to start posting, there is something as a listener when you do make a suggestion to someone about what do you think about this idea, or would you, you know, be willing to, you know, do something about this idea or whatever. And then you hear someone record that, or even if it's just like you said, sometimes you make friends with people and you might have like an offhanded comment in a PM or something.
And it shows and up in the audio.
And then it shows up in the post and you're like, I inspired that. I did that. That was my idea. Oh my God. Like, it's so exciting to like know that you're being listened to and that, you know, the posters care about what you want to hear and that that your idea was good and that they were willing to incorporate it into something that, you know, it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and a lot of people have a list of like things that they want to record or explore themselves. So when you get requests, it kind of adds on to that a little bit. So the idea of like, they thought my idea was good enough to use, or they thought that was interesting to explore. Like, it's very exciting as a listener. I have to admit.
I totally agree with you there.
Are there any writers that you try to emulate?
Honestly, no. This is going to sound really weird. I get a lot of my style from my mom and her writing, which I know is a really fucked up thing to say when you're writing erotica. And the reason I say that is because she tends to write very small stories that don't have a bunch of characters, that don't take place outside of the mind of the narrator, mostly. And that's kind of how mine tend to be as well. You know, it's like, if it's not something that my character is experiencing, it's not something that's ever going to show up in the story. There are a few writers that do that, but my mom is actually the one that kind of got me thinking about that. Oh my goodness. I'm blushing again. How about you? Are there any writers that you try to emulate?
I wouldn't say that I try to emulate them per se. I don't try to particularly copy their voice or their style of writing. But I've done a couple of, I guess, fanfic kind of pieces just for myself. Not really things that I've shared with anyone. Just to see if I could get into those characters. Mostly. But again, I wouldn't say I particularly tried to emulate them. I do believe that, you know, when you, what's the phrase where it's like imitation is the sincerest form of flattery or something like that. I do believe that there's that, and I do believe there's influences, but I wouldn't say I sought out trying to emulate a specific writer or a specific style of writing.
Which piece of your own writing challenged you the most?
The piece that challenged me the most, as far as like GWA material, would probably be that very, very first story that I put up, the teacher's pet one.
Yeah, that's a good story.
That one was so far out in left field of anything. I remember I wrote that story, oh goodness, it's been a good probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I mean, I'm not exactly experienced. My husband is the only person that I've ever been with, and we had definitely never done anything fandom wise like that. So that was the first, like, me purposely sitting down and then, like, jumping into this. What's, like, the most far out there, outlandish, don't care if anybody sees it thing that I just want to kind of explore?
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that I would call it the most challenging is because, as with anything you start for the very first time, it's that taking that deep breath and actually putting pen to paper and writing it out for the very first time. And then that feeling when you complete that story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the first completed story that's like, I would never want, like, my mom or my sister or somebody to find this and read this. God knows what they would think about me if they ever read this. But
yeah,
it was such a good feeling to, like, finish that story. And it was rewritten. Again, I rewrite tons. I mean, real writing is rewriting. But I rewrote that up until I recorded that for GWA. I did a pass through and did some rewriting on it. Mm-hmm. But man, being able to have that, like, first draft finished and be like, that's my first short story that I really finished.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than, like, you know, 4 or 5 pages or whatever. That was very exciting. And that was the big challenge, is, you know, just sucking it up, taking that deep breath and sitting down and actually doing it and overcoming my own, like, you know, setbacks and my own little inner voices of, what if somebody found this? What would they think of you? Or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Definitely the piece that I'm working on right now is the most challenging piece that I've ever worked on. The last of the one that I did, it was like Tom Lykebaum wrote, his was called Teacher's Pet. And in it, he put an assignment at the end, which was, there's a character that he assigns her to go fuck, basically, in, you know, the most deplorable way, et cetera, et cetera. And it's one hell of a story. I suggest everybody that likes stories go listen to it.
There's something particularly delightful about Hate Sucks, I do have to admit.
There really is, right? But, okay, so even in my real life, even when I have what could be classified as hate sex, it's still respectful hate sex, if that makes any sense. It's like, well, because the only person that I've ever, well, the only man that I've ever slept with was my husband. You know, it doesn't ever really get to that degrading, I sort of really fucking hate you stage. You know, it's always, I love you, but you're a dick and you're pissing me off. Yeah. That's as bad as it gets. So, writing a character that full-on hated the guy that she was supposed to be fucking, that she was assigned to fuck, was way outside my comfort zone. And that thing took me 6 months to write, and it's like 3,000 words or something like that.
Wow.
I sat on that one and looked at that blank document so many times.
It's not much scarier than the blank page, is there?
Oh, it's so frustrating. Actually, it's not even scary. It's more maddening. Like, I want to shake my fist at my computer screen, because that's useful and helpful.
Make the words come, damn it.
Right? Absolutely.
Do you find it easy or difficult to get into the mindset of a character different from yourself? I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but you got any more thoughts?
So difficult. It's so difficult. So hard. But, you know, it's a really fun challenge. It's something that I really kind of never thought that I would do, because I always figured that I always wrote for myself completely. Like, I never thought that I would ever share it with anybody else except for maybe, possibly, perhaps Mr. Vanilla. You know, I've always written from parts of myself, so they always have my own mindset. Expanding that and trying to basically throw myself and try somebody else is so hard. I had a friend of mine ask me to write a story for him to read, you know, not actually a script, but a story, like the kind of story that I do for his voice. And my goodness, That's one of those that might never happen. I hope it does, but we'll see. How about you? Do you?
I know, it's like there's so many things. You have like a list of things you want to get done, and there's just not enough hours in the day to get it all done.
There's not enough mental capacity to get it all.
I have probably like a dozen ideas. I keep a little list on my phone of like ideas. Mm-hmm. And I probably have like a dozen ideas of things I would love to record or write on that it's just like, but I have all these others to do first too.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people with that exact same list.
Thank you guys so much for spending your time with us and listening to us ramble about all things writing and creating. And hopefully you will join us for part 2.
See you soon.